Well, we're now joined by Bradford Bulls player Ryan Sutton. Ryan, new two-year deal. How does it feel to commit your future to the Bulls, and what ultimately made you want to sign on the dotted line for another 2 years?
Yeah, I think it's very exciting. It's been a bit of a process. We've had to, obviously, had a lot of conversations with my wife and the club about where we wanted to get to and where we wanted to be. But I think just going off the deal that we've had so far, it's been a very, very much of a rollercoaster year. But you know, we are improving weekly, but there's still a long way to go, and I think that's where I want to get to. That I want to be a part of history with this club. I've said it in the past that I do believe in in the coming years that we can win things at this club, and I want to be a part of that. I want to kind of leave my legacy at this club and help it to get from where it's been to a better place. So if I can do that in the next couple of years, that's what I want to do.
What excites you most about where the club is heading over the next couple of seasons?
I just think it's got an identity of a club with winning things in the past that as a player you want to be a part of. I've played with players that's been here before and played against, your Burgesses, your Batemans, your Whiteheads, and it's when you hear them talk about what it's been like in the past and I believe we can get to, it's something I want to be a part of. So I think it's been a tough rocky road so far, but week in, week out, we're learning as a group, where our identity is and where we want to get to. And yeah, it's a story that I want to be a part of.
How important is your relationship with Kurt Haggerty?
It's massive. He was one of the reasons why in the first place I come here. Like I said, I didn't know if I had any rugby league left in me, but I definitely wanted to keep going. And when I spoke to Kurt and the direction he wanted to take the club and the way he plays is rugby, and it's definitely, even though we're an attacking based side, we've got a defensive mindset, and especially in the first 10 rounds of the year, you could see that. And obviously we've had little blips here and there, but like I said, we're wanting to improve daily and weekly as a team, and it's going to get better. And I think if you would have said to us at the start of the year, would you be on as many points as you are now this point in the year, I probably did tell you at the start of the year, but I know a lot of people wouldn't have. So we're still striving for excellence, and that's what I want to do.
A couple of weeks ago, Kurt dropped a hint that there was some serious competition for your signature for 2027. Just how many options did you have, and how intense was, the offers from the other Super League clubs?
Yeah, there was definitely options. Obviously, this is the back and forth conversations I was having with my wife and my family and all this and what I wanted to do. But at the same time, we've moved a lot in the last couple of years. The club itself, like I just said before, is going in the right direction and wanting to be a part of something like that. I got a good relationship with the coach, the assistant coaches, and the players themselves. Like, I've come into this group and it's been like, I've not played rugby league for 2 years, so it was definitely a lot of conversations to be had, but speaking to the coach and my family, it was something that we just wanted to do.
When we spoke at the start of the season, Ryan, you mentioned it's year one for you back over here, year one for Bradford back in the Super League, and you said it'd be a challenge for yourself and Bradford. How has the first half of the season lived up to or exceeded those early expectations?
I think I nailed it on the head, really. I think I knew it was going to be a roller coaster. I think, we've shown in patches that we can compete with the top sides, and our first 40 against St. Helens I thought was as good as, if not one of the best we've had all year. But we just need to be sure that we can ice them out moments for 80 minutes of the year. We started the year well against Hull, and then we went at St. Helens. We had a really good performance, and we got some wins against the two French clubs. And I always knew that it was going to be hard, but the buy-in from the players and the buy-in from the coach and the owners at the club, it's been great. And look, we've probably had one of the worst injury crises of the year, like, especially all together at once. We've had a lot of key personnel out, but we've had players that just come in and do a job, and we might not get the wins or the performances we want, but we also get experience. We also get young kids that get in and get some experience, and it's invaluable, that. So that's what we want going forward.
You've been at the club 9 months, Ryan. Do you feel you're helping shape the team's culture, DNA, identity?
Yeah, I hope so. I think coming into the club, obviously bringing my experience from what I did over the NRL and at Wigan in the past, and got a lot of games under my belt, I think I just wanted to try and give as much as I'm taking as well. Obviously signing the 2 years and wanting to give back some experience to younger players, and even helping Joey and the older boys at the club, just just as much as I can on and off the field. Obviously, I'm playing some big minutes at the minute, which I've been relishing. I've been really enjoying that. And then off the field, I just want to try and get as much out of the players that are not playing as well. I want to try and help as much as I can. And I just want to take the club to, like I said, a different level, because I've been at some big clubs in the past and I know what it takes to get there. And I also know what it takes to be at the bottom to get to the top. So, you know, it's a story, and it's one I'm happy to be a part of at the minute.
With the injury crisis, it's presented opportunities to younger players like Jamie Gill, Elliot Poposhi.
Yep.
How do you feel you and what you've learned in the game and that experience can help players like Jamie Gill and Elliot Poposhi cement that Bradford legacy?
100%, because I've been that player. So I've been, you know, when I was at Wigan, we had injuries at Wigan, and I just so happened to get my debut at 18, and I had a very good group of players that was helping me, you know, get to where I am today. So being around that and seeing what they did for me, and hopefully I can help that for them boys. I think, especially for you, like, see Jamie Gills and yeah, like Poposhi's, they've got that grit, they've got that want to do it, and all they need is just someone there just helping them along. I think with the coach and, you know, with some other players at the club that can help them with experience, I think it's definitely something that I take on board and take on my shoulders, because if you're good at the bottom, you're good at the top. So if we can get good pathway players coming through and they see that they've got some experience and some young kids that are doing what they want to do, that's all that matters.
I know we can't mention any names, Ryan, but yep, the recruitment for 2027, yep, it's certainly going up a notch, and there's certainly lots of reasons to be full of optimism and hopeful that, you know, the Bradford Bulls are going to be back up in the top half of the table competing.
Yeah, 100%. I think you already can see that we've made some pretty good signings so far. Obviously, we've got the boys coming from Wakefield, and we've got the boys coming from Wigan. A great outside back and a great middle that are only going to add a punch to our attack, Andy. And that's on the coach and the CEOs and the owners of the Bradford Bulls. But, you know, obviously, constant conversations are being had where we're wanting to go with the club, and it's going to be exciting. We've obviously got Vegas next year, which is really exciting too. It's going to obviously attract a lot of talent too, but not just that. Where we are at the minute, and obviously where the club's been in the past, they want to improve, and as long as the above wants to improve, the players want to improve too, and it works in both ways. So it's a good well-oiled machine at the minute, and we're hoping that, you know, going forward, especially towards the end of the year, we can still get performances together, get some wins, and then, you know, hopefully the rest of the stuff will take over itself.
What do the next 2 years look like on a personal level for you?
I think this year definitely was a bit of finding my feet again. I think two years out of the game, not really consistent rugby league, is hard in any sense. The severity of the injury I had was again another chink, but the resilience and the mental capacity and the support that I've had to get me where I am now, I just want to give back. I just want to keep playing. I hate being injured. When I got my little blip in the, you know, a couple of weeks ago, whatever it was, I was upset because I thought, oh, I've worked all this time to get where I am now, and I'm back on the sideline. But as soon as it probably gave me a little bit of a time where to have a think and, you know, look after my body a bit more and be forward. And then going into the next couple of years, I just want to keep improving. I'm an old body in sense of rugby league years, but I always look to strive to get better. And obviously, I want to play for my country still. I want to do all these things. I want to go to big games with this club, and that's exactly where I'm looking to go.
Speaking of big games, Leeds Rhinos at the Magic Weekend on Sunday. Over 50,000 tickets sold. They don't get much bigger in the Rugby League regular season than Bradford Bulls against the Leeds Rhinos at a sold-out Hill Dickinson Stadium in Everton.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I said, I've played some really big games in the past, but obviously playing against Leeds at home the last time we played, I played in the Wigan Saints derbies. I've played some really good derbies, and they're an outstanding game to play. And to play at, you know, the new stadium, I've not even seen it. Like, I've obviously watched no football since I've been over here because we've been busy, but it's an exciting thing. And obviously Leeds, Bradford, the heritage, the not the hatred, just the two teams that want to win against each other. So it's going to be an exciting weekend, especially for rugby league, and an exciting game for us.
How important is it that the side bounce back and show improvement and a response to that disappointing defeat to Saints on Saturday?
Yeah, I think every week we're looking at that. Every defeat we have, we never go, even wins or defeats, but more so defeats. Like when we go away from, we're upset because we put so much into it, and the only people that let us down are ourselves. We've just got to make sure that we look at ourselves in the mirror, we keep reviewing our individual stuff and looking at where we went wrong, and it's right. We've got to bounce back. It's a big game, it's Leeds, it's a magic weekend, and yeah, like it's no better game to get back into it really.
And just finally, Ryan, Bradford are taking nearly 4,000 fans to that game on Sunday. What message would you like to send to those supporters who have got behind you, got behind the club since day one?
Just keep doing what you're doing. I think the average attendance at home at the minute has been unreal. You can feel it. You get in the halfway tunnel before you come out. You feel it banging. You feel the atmosphere. Like the music comes on. It's great. We are trying our best on the field. We might not get it right every week, but the one thing we are doing, we're going out there with our heads held high and our hands on our chest, that we want to perform for the fans, and the fans give it us back. And you know, it will come a day where it all clicks, and once it clicks, we'll be on our own.
Thank you, Ryan. Cheers. The best for Sunday.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.